The state has made it illegal to use tasers on wildlife in most circumstances, including hunting. The proposal approved by the game board late last month was put forward by Larry Lewis, a Department of Fish and Game biologist in Soldotna. Lewis says the regulation is straightforward.
You cannot use a taser to incapacitate a big game animal except in defense of life or property.
Lewis says he forwarded the proposal to stop the potential misuse of tasers because the devices have become more commonplace. He says tasers do have a role in wildlife management. Lewis and a state trooper successfully used one to control an angry mother moose while they freed her calves from a foundation hole. Lewis says tasers pose less risk to animals than sedation, but he still doesn't recommend people carry them as a defense against large animals.
My general advice to people is no, do not use it to defend yourself against a moose or a bear. We're still researching, we're still developing, and I say that the best thing to use is whatever a person's feels competent and practiced with in a potentially life-threatening situation. If it happens to be the civilian use taser that you use and you decide to use that to defend your life or those around you, then that's fine. But I wouldn't recommend it as a first choice.
Lewis says most tasers require you to be within 35 feet of the target, and you have to get the probes to stick into the animal to shock it. Department of Fish and Game staff and others trained and permitted by the state will be able to use tasers for wildlife management.